CBS presents this program in color.
New clerk's away, Colonel.
All right, good. LeBeau, you're next. 3 minutes. And Carter, Kinch, I'll be last out.
Okay.
Now, look, stay on schedule. Wait till we're all assembled at the rendezvous point. This one has got to work.
You're a little jumpy, McCormick.
This is important. Had crowd officers carrying plans for the German coastal defense for the channel ports.
Oh, yeah, big stuff.
Now, look, the underground has assigned a girl. Her name is Christina. She's going to stop the crowd's car.
A girl to stop a car?
It's been done before.
She wouldn't have any trouble with me.
You don't even know what she looks like.
After 2 years in here, who cares?
All right, stand by. Kinch, you'll handle the camera.
Right.
Bring the film back and get it developed. London wants the negatives delivered to a local contact. His name is Carl.
Right.
Any questions?
Colonel, we're all going to be out of camp. Now, what happens if Schultz or Klink decide to make a surprise bed check tonight?
Impossible. I locked the barracks door. I know there's a war on, but we're entitled to some privacy.
Hans. Fräulein, trouble?
Afraid so. I started to turn around and the engine went dead. Sorry, I have blocked the road.
We'll see what we can do. Digger, have a look at it. Would you care to wait in my car?
Danke, Major. That is very kind of you. You know, there is a cafe just down the road.
Excellent idea. We might as well be comfortable. And I am ready for a drink. Carry on, Berger.
Guten Abend, Fräulein, Herr Major.
Guten Abend.
This way, please. I think I have a table for you. Allow me. Would you care to order?
Cognac, bitte.
Sir?
Und Schnaps for me.
Einmal Cognac, einmal Schnaps, bitte. Would you like me to hang your coat up, sir?
No. I will keep it right here.
Yes. Get your drinks right away.
Must be in his overcoat. He didn't seem to care about the briefcase.
Einmal Cognac. Und einmal Schnaps.
Bashpat, lot of good it does us.
Everything's gonna be okay. The Marines have landed.
Robin, Captain.
Ein Cognac.
Danke.
Ein Schnaps.
Danke.
Bitte.
Carl?
Aren't you Major Grunow?
Afraid not. My name is Krantz.
You look enough like Major Grunow to be his twin brother. Forgive me, sir.
Perhaps the captain would like to join us.
Oh, I would be intruding.
No intrusion, Captain. Join us, by all means.
Danke. I am Captain Hogenlofer.
Well, you know my name, and this is Fräulein Ernst.
Fräulein?
Captain Mayer?
Oh, danke.
Would you like me to hang your coat up, sir?
Please do, and bring me some beer.
Right away, sir. Ein Bier, Rudolf.
Ein Bier. Rudolf?
The little champagne I was able to get on the black market. The trip should not be too dull. Now, what about another cognac?
Yeah, I think I will.
Captain?
Oh, no, it's past my bedtime. Waiter, my coat, please.
Waiter, Captain.
Well. Major?
Captain?
Fräulein? It's been most pleasant.
Danke, Captain.
Yeah, I don't know when I've gotten more out of an evening.
My pleasure, Captain.
Yes. Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler.
Wiedersehen.
Wiedersehen.
Philipp. Einmal, bitte.
Jawohl. Danke. Einmal, bitte, Hura. Come in.
Commandant, you want to see me?
Yes, Hogan, I have a very serious matter to discuss with you.
At your service, Colonel.
I know everything that happened last night.
You what?
I know all about it, every move that was made. Hogan, you don't fool me for 1 minute.
How did you find out?
General Burkhalter just telephoned the news from Berlin.
He knows too?
Of course! Now, Hogan, there were two attempted escapes last night. One from Starlog 9, one from Starlog 5. Almost at the same hour.
That's wonderful news.
Now, don't tell me you didn't know anything about it.
Well, sir, I...
Hogan, you can't hide a thing from me.
That's very true, sir.
Now... General Burkhalter feels, and I agree...
Naturally.
...that this may be part of a master plan in which Allied prisoners in all the Starlogs at the same time attempt an escape, creating confusion, and tying down German forces that may be needed for the front.
That's a great idea. Mind if I borrow it?
That is exactly why I've ordered special security forces. Now, all guards inside the camp will be doubled, and a strong patrol will be placed outside the camp.
That's against the Geneva Prisoner of War Convention. I must protest.
Your protest has been noted. Now, I understand that General Burkhalter will make a surprise visit to investigate my new special security forces. And when he does, I shall be able to give him a perfect report.
And I'll have to report this to the Swiss protecting power when they come here.
By all means. But I warn you, any attempt at an escape will be crushed without mercy. From now on, every soldier under my command will have to work an extra shift.
How are they going to feel about that in Berlin?
What do you mean?
Runs into a lot of overtime. All right, now, you go out through the emergency tunnel. You meet Carl, give him the film. He'll pass it along to London.
We're going to...
There he is.
All right, keep an eye on him, Kinch.
What's the recognition code for that?
Three first names. Now, use Harry, George, Joe, any names. He must answer yes to all of them. Then use the name Carl. He must answer no. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Good. Got it?
Right.
On your way and good luck.
Thank you. Hey, hold it.
Trouble. Real trouble, Colonel. Take a look.
The crowd's gone.
What?
I thought Clink was bluffing about those patrols.
Let's bring him, Colonel.
Sure, before they take him away.
Take it easy, take it easy. Nothing's gonna happen to him. He's a local man. They have no evidence on him. They'll question him and let him go.
Can we get the film to him tomorrow night?
That's the problem. The crowds have Carl tagged now. They'll keep an eye on him. He's useless to us.
Then what about this?
The alternate plan is to get this film to Christina. She knows the next link in the chain to London. We'll contact her in town.
Clink's got us sewn up tight. We can't get out.
Right. Tomorrow I go to work on old blood and guts and make him pull those patrols out of the woods.
Ha, Colonel.
I'll tell you how. I turn into a rat, Fink, and squeal on you guys. That's right. The way I get it, one of my men would sacrifice himself by going over the wire here.
Over the wire? By what means?
A ladder, grappling hooks. Uh-huh. Now, once outside, he'd divert the patrols this way. He'd also draw off the tower guards who would be firing into the woods.
Uh-huh. And now comes the real escape.
Right. Plan on stealing your staff car. They'd start the motor by crossing the ignition wires. Then they race across here and crash through the gates. That's it.
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Schultz, can you confirm any of this? Do you have any indication?
I see nothing. I know nothing. I know nothing. I see nothing.
You took the corner.
They kept it very quiet, sir.
What? You knew?
Well, the escape committee must report all their plans to me for approval.
And here you are, how do you say, squealing on your own men?
Mm-hmm.
Why, Hogan, why?
Well, I told them how you had tightened your security, but they wouldn't believe me. I just don't want anybody to get hurt.
Such a nice man for an officer.
Good! Show of force might stop him from doing this, sir.
You think so?
Yes. Now, if you were to pull some of your men and their gun positions from out of here and put them down inside the wire, might discourage the men from even trying.
Hogan, I am very impressed by your attitude. You're being very helpful.
Thanks, sir.
As a matter of fact, I would be even more impressed if the whole thing were not a lie.
Colonel, that hurts.
You come here with this nonsense, trying to get me to redeploy my men so I would leave an area unguarded. Then the real escape would be attempted with you leading the pack.
Sir, you're doing me an injustice.
Huh. Even if this escape were unsuccessful, it would embarrass me in the eyes of General Burkhalter.
Colonel, just a minute.
I am going to take your suggestion, Hogan, only in a slightly different way. I am going to order reinforcements from divisional headquarters at once. That is what I think of your childish little scheme. Anytime you care to report to me again, Colonel Hogan, I shall be at your disposal.
Colonel Hogan, what happened?
Schultz, I think I'm losing my touch.
A cigarette for a pal.
If you does not share his cigarette with anybody, especially with old Newcock, a filthy Englander.
All I did was ask him for a cigarette. He gives me a bloody vaudeville.
Hey, I do that pretty good, if I do say so myself.
And you do?
Oh, I used to go to the newsreels a lot. Hey, you know, I can also do Betty Davis.
Oh, really?
What the dump?
Oh, it's right.
You like her.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
Struck out.
You kidding?
Had me figured from the beginning. Wouldn't take the bait. Toyed with me. Can't believe it.
The patrols are still in the woods?
Worse than that, he's ordered reinforcements. Either Clink has smartened up or I've lost my touch.
Well, now, Clink's really got us boxed in.
Right. We're sitting here with the most important piece of film we've ever handled. If our side tries even a probing attack on the coast of France, could mean the difference between living and dying for a lot of people.
Colonel Hogan, I will get that film out of Stalag 13 for you, because I, Adolf Hitler, am basically a lovable person.
How can you kid around at a time like this? You know what we're up against? I just laid it out for you.
Sorry, Colonel.
You should be. Imitating that nut in Berlin. It's not all that funny. Wait a minute. Really not all that funny. Do it again. Put the comb up the way you had it.
Sure.
Now walk like old scramble brains. With your thumb in your buckle. Just might work.
Mills, Foster, and Greenberg. A colonel, a major, and a brigadier general.
Very good uniforms, Lebeau.
Merci, mon colonel.
All right, this is a very important job, so make it work, and it'll be a big score for our side. Only one man should talk. Who's it going to be?
I'm elected, colonel.
All right, Foster, keep it to a minimum, but very arrogant and sure of yourself.
Yes, sir.
And stay away from the guards as much as possible. We don't want some nosy kraut recognizing you.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, a little octum, if you please. And now... direct from a successful engagement in Berlin. Weary bomb. Here he is. Your enemy and mine, Eil Schicklgruber.
Carter, it's great.
You look just like Mr. Nutty himself.
Formidable. You could fool Eva Brown.
It's almost time. Here's the setup. Kinch has got a car from the motor pool. You drive along inside the wire just after they change the guards. Now, the crowds coming on duty will think you've already been admitted to camp through another gate. You know the rest. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
You scared, Carter?
Yeah, I'm scared. Doing this bit in here is one thing, but outside there with those killers.
Hey!
Then I have to go to those newsreels.
Changing the guard now, Colonel. Corporal Schmidt is posting the men. There's the car. It's approaching the gate.
Right on time. Should be over 5 minutes if we're lucky.
It's working. Going to Klink's office. Gave
the order, no more barrage balloons.
This is the sergeant of the guard, mein Führer.
Sergeant? I was once a corporal, you know. I hated sergeants then, and I hate sergeants now! Danke, mein Führer!
What is the meaning of this? What is this car doing here? This is against all regulations.
Herr Kommandant, please.
Schultz, who are these officers?
Commandant, they are...
Oh, shut up.
I am Major Hauptmann of the Führer's staff.
Oh, you are? And why didn't you bring the Führer with you? I'm glad you did.
This man is the Commandant.
Jawohl, mein Führer.
We will win the war anyway.
It is indeed a very great honor to have you here with us, mein Führer.
His Excellency was on his way to Dusseldorf, and he decided to make a surprise visit.
Ja, everything I do is a surprise, even to me.
Carter, pack up and leave. Stop gassing with Klink.
Leave, Barmy. Every minute out there is dangerous.
He starts to sweat, that mustache will come off.
So we're going to get it over as quickly as possible and leave.
My Führer, I had the extreme honor of being presented to you at a rally in Munich just before the war.
Before the war?
Yeah, yeah.
There was nothing before the war. Nobody existed before the war.
Of course not, my Führer.
And I will make sure no one will exist after the war.
Open out of your barracks at a time like this?
I'm sorry, sir. I heard voices. Thought maybe you're having a party.
Back to your quarters at once.
Just a minute. Who is this Americana?
Colonel Robert Hogan, senior prisoner of war officer, sir.
Colonel Hogan, may I present Adolf Hitler, the supreme leader of our German nation.
How do you do, sir? I've heard a lot about you.
I wish to talk to this man.
Yes, my Führer.
Carter, what are you doing? Trying for an Academy Award? They're watching us. Be careful. Your orders were to get out of camp fast.
Well, I guess I started imitating Hitler and I lost my head.
Imitating Hitler. You lost your head. I'll guarantee it. You're getting wise to this. Now go back to them and give orders to resume your trip. Get that film out of here.
Yes, sir.
No matter what happens, don't... Wait a minute, we've blown it.
Buchhalter!
Gerrit Buchhalter, what a surprise!
As a matter of fact, we are full of surprises tonight. The Führer has just arrived.
The Führer here?
And in a very good mood, sir.
I must greet him at once. I would have won the war a long time ago if it wasn't for my generals. They are ignorant, stupid fools, and they know nothing about war. All they do is eat and have good times.
Really?
Yeah. I have one general who looks like a stuffed goose. But believe me, one day the goose will hang high by his heels.
Second thought, I will see the funeral some other time.
But the general,
it was too close.
All right, get going, Carter.
Yes, sir.
Mein Führer! Would you care for some refreshment?
Nothing. We must go. We must resume our trip at once.
Mein Führer, I cannot tell you what it has meant to me.
Of course you can't. Nobody can tell me anything. I enjoyed myself. Love your Stalag. Very nice barbed wire.
We think so.
I like barbed wire. Makes me feel very warm. Very sentimental inside.
Yeah, my Führer.
Heil!
Heil! Heil! Heil!
Yes, yes, by all means. Wiedersehen, folks.
What a wonderful human being.
What magnetism.
And a great soldier.
Let's not forget one other thing.
What's that?
He's also a pretty good actor.
When the soldiers march through the town, dear.
Film's on its way to London, Colonel. Christina said she'd take care of it.
Nice work, Adolf.
Yeah. We buried your clothes in the woods and the car is parked on the Hammelburg Road.
Fine. Now, don't forget your story. You sneaked out last night while the Führer was here.
Right.
Achtung!
Now, there is a touching sight. Your colonel consoling you.
It's no wonder he wins all the popularity contests.
I've decided on your punishment. 30 days in the cooler and all privileges revoked for an additional 30 days. That will teach you to have more faith in my security measures.
But, sir, we did give ourselves up to the guards in the woods.
Only after you realized you couldn't get away. Set and stand.
Carter, the Commandant is right. The only thing I can do now is get in touch with the Red Cross and ask them to deliver a letter to Hitler.
Hitler?
Yeah, he did ask me to drop him a note. He asked for clemency in this case.
But he'll know that there's been an escape attempt, and he'll don't our barbed wire.
Well, how do you feel? It's too bad, Commandant. Of course, if you suspended the sentence, I'd have nothing to write about.
You could say, having a wonderful time, wish you were here.
Very well, sentence suspended. Close, release him. Dismiss.
Beautiful, Colonel.
Happy, Colonel Hogan, yeah?
Why shouldn't I be? I think I got the old touch back.
He's got his old touch back.